You're listening to SBS News.
Discriminatory migration rules, institutional abuse, and the treatment of Indigenous people are some of the key issues facing Australians with disabilities, a group of seven advocates have told the UN in Geneva this week. As the Australian government prepares to deliver its progress report to the UN committee that oversees the implementation of the Convention on the Rights of People with Disabilities on Thursday, the delegates say Australia still has a long way to go when it comes to disability rights. Kelly Cox is part of the delegation.
You know, we should be seeing a decline in institutional settings for people with disability to live, but under the NDIS, we seem to be seeing an increase in that kind of living. The same thing with, you know, sheltered workshops, which are Australian disability enterprises, you know, day programs, congregate settings, all of that type of stuff where we should be experiencing more choice, more control, more freedom over our lives, and that's not happening at the moment.
The 40-year-old from Ballina in New South Wales who uses a wheelchair believes more needs to be done to hold the Australian government to account, but also to inform the public about the often hidden barriers facing people with a disability. Ms Cox says one of the issues is women with disabilities not getting the support they require in women's health and domestic violence services. Another hidden issue was the high rate of Indigenous Australians with a disability who end up in the justice system. Ms Cox says while much progress has been made, more support is needed.
I think, and again, I think because the NDIS gets so much attention at the moment that the large part of Australia probably think that things are all right for disabled people in Australia, and it's just not the case. You know, we've got significant issues in the NDIS, but we've got significant issues outside of the NDIS in the schooling system, the health system, the justice system. There's all these other areas where people with disability do need support and rights. And we're just not getting them at the moment.
Among other key recommendations, the report calls on the government to end discrimination against non-Australian people with disability seeking to enter Australia or remain in Australia. Currently, the government's immigration health requirement prevents any migrant with an illness, disease or intellectual or physical disability from obtaining a visa if it's deemed their condition will be too costly to the Australian taxpayer or put the general public at risk. The report states almost all visa applicants must satisfy the health requirement in order to be granted a visa, which has been found to indirectly discriminate against people with disabilities. Australian Disability Discrimination Commissioner Ben Gauntlett, who is addressing the committee, says housing is also another major problem.
At present in Australia, we have a severe shortage of appropriate housing for people with disabilities to live in. Given that there are 4.5 million Australians with a disability, or approximately 20% of the population, and 80% of disability is acquired after the age of 18, this is quite concerning.
Professor Christine Bigby is the director of the Living with Disability Research Centre at La Trobe University. She says while the delegation has pointed to areas of improvement, there's still some way to go.
I mean, the NDIS has been a major reform, but as they point out, there's still some significant difficulties with the understandability of that and the access of that to people, particularly people with cognitive impairments. And there's issues around access to advocacy and support for decision-making, which are fundamental parts of the UN Convention Article 12.
Earlier this year, Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced a $527 million Royal Commission to investigate instances of violence, abuse, neglect and exploitation affecting people with a disability after years of campaigning by advocates. Submissions are currently open with an interim report expected no later than the 30th of October 2020. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.